episode 150.
Da, 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 ba, bun, Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 150.
150!
And not only is this our three-year anniversary, but we are also live on our Twitch channel.
In fact, you're listening to us live right now.
Which yellow cartridged Nintendo 64 game about a gorilla and a tie did you select for our retro game of the week?
Super Mario 64.
That's right. Join us today as we talk about, as we talk with Drew, otherwise known as Nintendrew, about our retro game of the week, not Super Mario 64, but Donkey Kong 64. At this point in the podcast, we generally like to invite you to join us as we talk, I guess, specifically about our retro game of the week, General Chaos. Well, whether we're talking about a little android boy brought to life or the entire Earth and everything in it brought to life, we're talking about resurrection, we're talking about reanimation, we're talking about rebirth and restoration in our retro game of the week. Terranigma.
No, well, that's no, we're a not because
even
idea.
In Beauty and even in Beauty and the Beast, you have Hermione playing Belle, and
I saw
yeah,
that
great,
one.
Great actor
I
and everything.
She did great.
She did all right, but like she was wearing Toms.
Just a bad idea, though.
Yeah, it was just
she's
a bad idea. And,
I didn't notice that.
I don't know.
That's funny.
I'm not a huge fan of these remakes. We'll have to wait and see. If I had three wishes right now, though, I would wish all three times that this movie wouldn't be. Just leave it alone. Let it be our retro game of the week. Disney's Aladdin.
There's some things that are classic, though, and they ought to be played again, and they ought to be shared with a new audience, and they ought to still exist. And again, I'm not opposed when I feel like it's done genuinely and to the right games and for the right reasons, but it definitely feels like just a money grab a lot of times.
Well, people are buying them. People are making them. I don't know if I'll ever purchase these remakes for my home, but if they truly are able to make some improvements, then I would just say power on through, use the tools at your disposal to make quality updated games and just make it a worthwhile pursuit. In our retro game of the week, home improvement power tool pursuit. Did y'all hear that?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It's the worst thing. Nolan, we gotta stop him somehow.
Somehow? So, did you just do the Tim and Tim and Taylor
no.
grunt?
No.
No? No? Oh, guys, I don't know if y'all are hearing that. Maybe it's just my headset, but it sounds like a dolphin. An echo, just like in our retro game of the week. Go ahead and shut off this episode. It's going to be a terrible one. Echo the dolphin.
Echo the dolphin. Dolphin.
Oh, yeah. Weird decision. They honestly don't really care about their fans. They all they want is your hard-earned bells.
And
they'll work you and work you and work you until you've paid all of them off and you paid all the bills that you can come up with, and then they'll work you some more. Just like in our retro game of the week, Animal Crossing.
Ding, ding, ding.
Totally agree. It just really bugs me when people try and make it mandatory. Does it bug you?
I mean,
it bugs the lady right out of me.
Okay. Can't go that
way.
I was
waiting for the second word to drop, and I had really low expectations. You didn't even meet those.
I didn't even try.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Like in our retro game of the week, Ladybug.
they obviously don't think that they're getting enough return on their, you know, investment, so to speak, for it to be worth participating in.
Check,
so.
Check. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My microphone messed up. Mech check. One, two. Mech check.
Wow. One. You're the worst person. I was about to stop recording.
Like in our retro game of the week, Mech Warrior. One other thing that young gamers might not be able to understand is tilting. So in the arcade growing up, if your ball stuck while playing pinball, you just push or you tilt the machine to dislodge the ball and you lose your turn, but it was a part of the game. And now, even if you try to replicate that in modern games, especially handheld digital ones, it just doesn't always translate.
Very true.
Like in our retro game of the week, Pokemon Pinball. Maybe that, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on out there. We can only talk about one, and we chose The Outer Worlds. We know very little about it. There is an announcement trailer, so maybe that's what you're referring to, but it does look amazing. We had so much to talk about, we could only pick one, and we chose The Outer Worlds. So as they say, that's the thing sealed. Things sealed, things shilled, things king's filled. Just a heads up, speaking about Christmas, we are not taking a break for Christmas this year. We will have our regularly scheduled episodes through the remainder of the year. We love Christmas, but we want to celebrate Christmas with you. So 100%. Although we're not off for Christmas, we are off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Like in our retro game of the week, the Wizard of Oz. Those are some of the games that we're most anticipating, but what games are you looking forward to playing, dear listener? Come let us know what you're most looking forward to playing, either by tweeting at us or by hopping in Discord. We'll continue the conversation there regarding what games we, Kamehameha, play in 2019.
You actually got a laugh out of me on that one.
I didn't even catch it at first.
What? How?
So like obvious.
Kenny's just nodding. That's normal usage of words.
It sounds like something you would say just to say it.
Like in our retro game of the week, Dragon Ball GT Final Bout. Speedrunning is so entertaining, something that I love to watch, but I'll never really be able to do. So kind of just live vicariously through that. Although I don't want to beat myself up about it because there's plenty of things I can do. But when it comes to speedrunning, I just know, you know what? It's 2019. It's a brand new year. It's a year of positivity. No more being down on myself. Yeah, I know. I gotta believe.
Told you that was going to be a segue. I called it.
Like in our retro game of the week, Parappa the Rapper. Again, we've got tons of other games in there like Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Super Smash Brothers, Subnautica. Persona 5, Overwatch. Yeah, so there's endless options there in what was your favorite video game played in 2018. But if you haven't voted yet, we've got the link to the best of 2018 on our social media, in our Discord, and we'll throw up the link to our poll this week so that you'll be able to easily play our little game. Unlike our experience with our retro game of the week, Streets of SimCity. I just wanted to share a piece of massively significant news for all of our multiplayer gamers out there. So hop online, assume your role, and enjoy playing some incredible cross-platform games.
That was well done.
Massively multiplayer online role-playing games, like in our retro game of the week, RuneScape. Well, if you didn't know about the new series, now you do. So watch it and enjoy episode after episode as that crafty ball of fire rolls right past each and every attempt to stop her. Right down the middle. Rolling right down the middle. Past both flippers. Like in our retro game of the week, Devil's Crush. I think just for, as a retro gamer, it'd be a nice thing because instead of having your PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and you know all you of those trying to have the physical copies, you have your PlayStation and you're able to play that's all cool. the games on that station.
The hope is that makes sense. Catches on. Because if like all of the big players did that for their entire libraries, however Nintendo they do it, physical copies or you know even just purchase libraries.
Yeah. It'd be great. I doubt it will ever happen. I'd be curious to see if they ever would release something like that. Like in our retro game of the week, Wizards and Warriors.
It's not like parents are public enemy number zero.
Right. And I also agree that with his like the kinds of games aren't so much the issue as the how they're being played and whether it's an issue. And sure, you can put like restraints on it, but
you
it's
missed
not like
my
certain
segue?
Video games are going to hook you and certain other ones aren't. And it's such a, you know.
You missed my segue?
Oh, you totally put it in, didn't you? I'm not used to looking for it.
I destroyed you. I just destroyed you.
Whoa.
It wasn't even good though, Kenny.
No, like you didn't
worst.
Even say public enemy number one. You literally like forced it, but I wasn't ready for it.
Usually, okay, for those that don't know, and you're listening to this the first time, usually Kenny's little jokes and puns go over my head because I'm not as witty, but I just pwned him.
You
so,
did.
Just like in our video game of the week, Enemy Zero.
No, it wasn't. But, I mean, it was a good Nintendo Direct. If you saw it, hop in our Discord. Let us know what you thought of it. What are some of the games that you're most excited about? I mean, honestly, I was able to watch it. Sehr gut, aber ich habe nur eine Hand.
He's back, y'all.
There's the German for you.
Like in our retro game of the week, Einhander. Bowser will do well, but Doug, we're not buying it. Like, we know who you really are. You're just a creepy, crawly doppelganger. You're just a villain in disguise trying to take over the whole world. We're on to you. Like in our retro game of the week, Spider-Man. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in friendly ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, because in this episode number 172, we are going to talk with you, our guest, Gemma, all about our retro game of the week that just so happens to be about a friendly ghost named Casper.
Casper.
None of us are wrestling fans. Nolan, were you a little bit?
No way.
Okay.
No.
Well, was. In this one, I mean, oh, was she really?
My wife
oh,
yeah. was, yeah.
There are some key characters like Ric Flair, Sting, and even the Legion of Doom, which I'm not using as a segue because that's too easy.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. if you're into wrestling, if you're into rare lost video games, indulge your fantasy and wrestle with some of the greatest stars three world has ever known. Like in our retro game of the week, Fantasy Star 3 Generations of Doom.
You should have done the first one. I bet it's
40 years ago.
Yeah, no, $40.
$40. Oh yeah, this is six games.
Quality games.
That sold originally for more than $40. I don't know. I think that's, I would think that would be totally doable. I just, another thing that I love is that it's just straight in the Steam store. They're not trying to pull any kind of crazy thing. It's just right there.
Love
so,
that. Love that.
I don't
that.
Know. I'm super excited. Hold on. I'm about to sneeze. Blue.
Stop. Just Gesundheit.
Blue.
Yeah. Okay.
Like in our retro game of the week. Tailspin. But make sure that you do that. You can go to ngppodcast.com/tournament to vote on what game you think deserves the number one spot of Big Bad Bold Boss. Like in our retro game of the week, Karnov. Well, join in the fun, ngppodcast.com/tournament to vote for the games that you think deserve to move from the Super 16 into the Awesome 8. Voting is only going to get harder from here. Some would even say nightmare difficulty. So don't go rogue. Cast your votes and go on this multiplayer adventure with us.
Dang.
Like in our retro game of the week, Diablo 2. Thank you for all of those that have joined so far. Regardless of which way you swing on this one, it's going to be a hard one. I know. That was ratchet, but it was the best one I had. Clank you very much.
Wow.
Like in our retro game of the week, Ratchet and Clank. And he beat the record by getting 8 seconds. But do you know what would be even more amazing than that?
If he beat the record by getting 7 seconds?
Yeah, seven would be better than eight.
Here we go. Okay.
Like in our retro game of the week, Final Fantasy VIII.
Starting off.
The backwards compatibility is very cool because it's going to allow people that have PlayStation and have been big PlayStation guys for a while to be able to play mini games.
Yeah.
Mini games. Like in our retro game of the week, Rugrats, Totally Angelica. Though I do like our voting better because we didn't have 7,000. I wish we would have had more, but we did have hundreds that voted in. Real, genuine people who voted from the heart about games they were deeply connected to. I feel like if you just kind of mix all the games up in the last 30 years, put them into the supercomputer to vote, you'll get disastrous results. Or you'll get, maybe not disastrous, but you'll get just these standard common Chrono Trigger, Breath of the Wild, Nier Automata. I mean, my thing is that people went out over supercomputers every single time.
Ooh, boy. All like, right.
Like in our retro game of the week, I have no mouth and I must. I'll be angry if they block me. But as long as I can continue to play the games I currently own, it's just annoying for now, although I don't like it. So anyways, come along with us to the episode proper. It's going to be a fun one. Lego.
You got me with the block and then you just slapped me across the other cheek. I like it.
Both butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, like in our retro game of the week, Lego Racers. And this is episode 182, and today we have a guest joining us on the show that really needs no introduction, so I'd like to introduce him. You might know him as the programmer of one of the greatest games of all time, Gordo 106, the Mutant Lab Monkey. Which, of course, was the Kenny and Nolan. You're like, what?
I caught the reference.
First professional game that David programmed. But you might also know him as the man responsible for the creation of a little known series called Diablo. I don't know. You?
A few people may have heard of it.
I'm more of a Gordo
guy. If
they've
listened to our podcast, there's a good chance.
You're more of a Gordo guy for yeah. sure. Yeah. He's now founded his own indie studio called Greybeard Games, where he and his team of himself is developing an action role-playing video game that will be the center of our conversation today. The game's called It Lurks Below. But before we get to talking about that game, want to first welcome David Brevik to the show.
Woo! Hello. Welcome.
I understand, but you've got to have a team behind it. The finances there to start with. I don't know. I really, really hope it does. Like I would be the first to get it. If it doesn't ever drop, I'll be blue and it'll be a bummer.
Yeah.
Like in our retro game of the week featuring the legendary Blue Bomber,
yeah.
Mega Man Legends. I don't know. I imagine that the only thing that would have made Ultimate even more successful would have been the ability to play out your chosen character's daily life minute by minute
mm-hmm.
by minute.
Yeah.
Like in our retro game of the week, Shenmue.
And that's saturation. That's Pokemon saturation. I don't need that.
Okay.
I won't get it.
It is a weird idea, but it is Nintendo. And you know, for good or bad, Nintendo is always adapting, always yeah. changing, a lot like the ever-evolving stages in our retro game of the week, the Outfoxies. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Definitely all the we live in the future things, though, came completely out of order from how I thought they would happen.
Well, it'll either be a slam dunk and they'll continue doing it with other games, or they'll never do it again and it'll be a one-way ticket to Bricktown. Bricktown, like in our retro game of the week, Esper Dream. I'm super excited about the remake. I will love it to pieces. Pieces is exactly what you'll be in our retro game of the week, Cyborg Justice. Finally, I think Kenny said it, but I'm excited also to see Diablo 2 for multiple reasons.
Okay, yeah. You can't say it like that.
What? How do you pronounce it?
Not Diablo.
I have a lot of difficulty pronouncing certain video game titles. Like in our retro game of the week. Gitaroma! Wow. Well, even if Steam Summer Sale isn't that impressive, Misa's still excited about another Steam Summer Sale. Oh, so, excuse me if you don't like that.
Okay. The Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like in our retro game of the week, Star Wars Episode 1 Racer. Mark your calendars, plan to hang out with us. We really don't want to stream all alone because that would most certainly be a drag, Eula.
It's true.
No. Like in our retro game of the week, Castlevania. Symphony of the Night. So he hand-selected the retro game of the week that we're going to be playing. And in just a moment, he's going to be joining us. If we do say anything weird, just remember, again, we just finished our 24-hour live stream. So we're pretty much walking zombies over.
I can't even talk.
Oh.
Like in our retro game of the week, Resident Evil. If you want to get yourself a Switch, get yourself a Switch Lite. Don't just get one. Get all three in each color, and then you know exactly what will happen, don't you guys?
No. What?
They'll see you rolling. They hating, patrolling. They trying to catch you riding dirty.
Wait, I still don't know what you're talking about.
If you didn't get that far in the game this week, you suck. Just like in our retro game of the week, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. We did make a Mixer account just in case, but we are still for now streaming over at Twitch. Again, it's twitch.tv/NGP podcast. We are going to stay there for now. We are proud of our friend Ninja as he goes over to Mixer. Can't wait to eventually have him on the show. But he's not only our friend, but you know what?
What?
He's our hero too. Like in our retro game of the week, H to the E to the R to the O. You've heard Nolan. He's gushed about it. Catch him on Twitch sometime this week, or there's VODs. He's been playing it, and it's a lot of fun to watch him play because he's so passionate about it and enjoys it so much. And if it's interesting to you, Harry Potter, Japanese chess, whatever the combination is, get yourself a copy and don't be embarrassed by the haters. As Taylor Swift says, shake it off. Shake it off. Like in our retro game of the week, Mischief Makers. But hopefully with actors and music and visuals and story, they're able to mix together the right ingredients to produce a lasting and maybe even magical effect. Mm. Like in our retro game of the week, Secret of Evermore. I hope it's good. I mean, with the director, it's Todd Phillips, by the way, and with the actor, Joaquin Phoenix, and others, and the rating, like they've got all the parts. Hopefully they can solve the puzzle and produce a good movie.
Well done.
Like in our retro game of the week, The Incredible Machine. So I'm not going to invest into WoW Classic, although, I mean, that would be a lot of fun. I just don't have the time, nor the patience, nor the money, or anything like that. Nolan, are you thinking about it or no?
Heck no.
And then Kenny, return?
If I could, I 100% would. I just can't. Like, life doesn't allow that. Kenny, I do think we're right at the 15-year mark for...
It's not far off if it's already passed or whatever. And I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish, but we got to get to our retro game of the week, which is Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. On top of that, he's a friend of the show. Will you join me in welcoming Gareth or 16-bit dad to the show here today? And what do you get when you cross a gypsy witch with an adventurous thief and a pretentious bishop?
My all-time favorite game.
Join us as we talk about the retro game of the week. Can you pronounce it?
Gudelka.
That would kind of be ridiculous. Absolutely awesome. No, that'd be great. I couldn't see you doing a full Let's Play or like a full reaction video or something like that, just like I couldn't see anything due to the fog in our retro game of the week, Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
I'm replaying it in my head.
Not only did you get Kanye'd, but I said, I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. I'm going to let.
So good.
That might actually be the best one.
That
yet.
Might be the best one.
Well, did you hear me when I said it?
Yeah, I did.
It was delivered well.
I should have heard that one.
And I'm normally listening for it.
See, I'm not listening for it, and usually I don't get it, but that one was
an excellent pun, Justin.
No, that one's
the worst one.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the obvious one. I'm taking the low-hanging fruit.
That's a great one. I'm going to let you finish. You got Kanye'd and me and punned.
You got Kanye'd, punned, and memed. That's the trifecta. Oh, man.